Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your non-recording couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, January the 9th, 2012.
And this is episode kind of 42.5. Are we going to just step out and just say it's 42.5?
No. All right. We'll say it's 43.
It's 43.
But it's a lame 43.
No, man. 43 is not lame because we have we have an awesome person here tonight.
Yeah, we have
43.
We have a guest. Alachi is hanging out with us.
What's going on, Alachi?
Hey guys. Hey. The sweet velvet voices of the Valentine.
So we're actually just gonna do a little abbreviated show.
Yeah.
It's not even gonna follow the regular format.
We spent about 26 hours on the road this past weekend. And we're kinda beat and everything, and we did watch our movies by chance, and we also tried some new food that we're gonna talk about next week. And we're also going to do a role for the next movie by chance. And I ninja'd Alachia in tonight just for a brief second, just to keep us company.
It's to make the show more awesome.
I know. So what you been up to, Alachia?
I've been doing good. Just playing Swatter. Star Wars The Old Republic.
Do you like it?
I watched your Francois' review. First impressions. That was really good, yeah. And I really enjoyed it. One thing I found out.
Yeah, you like his little tangent off on MMOs.
Oh yeah, that was great.
He's French.
And it was funny when I was watching the vlog. I was sitting there saying the whole time, "Now I am Renee," because she was at work, and I was like, "Don't you remember we had Alachi on the show and we asked her, is she gonna play Swatter?"
And she said no.
She was like, "No. I'm done with MMOs."
I am done. And I was. And I'm telling you, I was thinking about going back to World of Warcraft, honestly.
Really?
Like I said in that vlog, I don't know how else to connect with people online.
Yeah.
Right? How do you do it? G-Talk? No, not really. I mean, I can comment on your stuff. You know, you can tell me what's going on and keep up with what's going on with your life. But in order to have an experience of hanging out with people, I don't know how else you do it unless you're in an MMORPG.
Definitely.
I was going to go back to WoW because Jeffy was all like, get back in WoW. And then, Francois was like, there's this Swatter game and it's going to be awesome. But, I've always been a Trekkie. So I'm like, I don't care about Star Wars. I hate George Lucas and I hate that whiny kid and all the Jedi's are whiny. And I just, the whole thing just is annoying to me.
Right.
And most of the, I've always been a non-Star Wars person.
Right.
Love the universe though.
Yeah.
So that's what caught me, getting in. I love the universe. I could forget about the story. I didn't have to care about, Anakin and all that crap and Obi-Wan holding me back and all that stuff. I could actually just immerse myself in that universe. And Lucas, oh my God, that's the one thing he just did so amazing.
Yeah.
The universe, the lore, it's incredible. This whole galaxy that's, around this idea of this light and dark energy forces and harnessing that, wranglers and.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I love the stories.
Love it. Definitely. And we're having a good time in there as well. I'm playing a bounty hunter. A mercenary bounty hunter. And
so you're Sith, eh?
Yeah, but it's funny, but I am 177.5 on my light dark, so I'm neutral. I've been neutral the whole time. There was one time I accidentally went light side, and I had to hurry up. I had to hurry up. But what happened was I couldn't use my pistols anymore because they were forbidden for light side one and above. So I had to send Mako out because I'm biochem. I have diplomacy that gives me light side and dark side points. So I sent my crew out on a bunch of missions to get me back down to neutral.
You had to hurry up and go send your companions out to rob little children and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Go plan
some papers, cause some families to be broken up or something, But yeah, we're having a good time. I think I wrote down the server you told me you guys were on, and I think we're going to try to get over there. We actually had to get some upgrades for our PCs. We had to up the memory up from 4 to 12 because it's pretty intense on our machines. We were running other programs and stuff like that. So, but yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. But, this past week, we went down to Florida to see my kids. I know, Renee talked to you as well, before yep. she was a guest on a podcast. I guess you're going to.
I was a guest on Ladies Elite. That was my thing. I was so excited about. That was fun.
Right.
I got to be her test call.
Ooh.
I know. And then I heard the mobile Wi-Fi spot we had in the room went out.
Yeah, it like went out like before the podcast. I was like, oh yeah. So I called him up because he's my knight in shining armor.
I'm telling you, man. We got that the new Google Nexus phone. The new Google Nexus phone. And the mobile Wi-Fi, I'm telling you, 4G is blazing hot. I didn't realize how fast it was as far as a mobile spot. We had to use it there in the hotel because we want to make sure you had a good connection and stuff. But, I mean, it was doing like 16 down and 8 up, you know. We have 20 here at
That's
the house.
Ridiculous.
It was crazy, but it was funny.
I don't even have that on my on my landline.
But I'm telling you, we used it to watch. I took my Roku down.
Oh my gosh.
And we hooked it up to the TV.
It was awesome. So we were
God
watching
bless
Netflix.
America. God bless America.
In the hotel. It was on a big flat screen TV mounted on the wall. And we were just watching Netflix and Hulu Plus. And
it was awesome. We
it was great.
And it was funny because our cable provider doesn't have a limit on our bandwidth. So we don't know how much we use. But I know from Friday night until Sunday morning, we use 15 gigs worth of data. I didn't realize that we consume that much data.
So, I have a 300 meg limit on my phone.
Yeah.
Then it crawls after that. They don't charge you extra, but they cut you down to like nothing. And I already started out with 3G to begin with, so it was already slow. And then they cut you down like almost in half.
It's like, they throw you on the edge. You know, get off of here. You're on the edge somewhere. You're like, everybody quit. Quit doing my vlog. I can't touch my phone. I can't Twitter. I can't G+. Oh, man. Oh, jeez, Louise, man. But, yeah, so, I mean, it was a pretty good time down there. I mean, it was like 70 freaking.
It was 75 degrees
75
down there.
Degrees.
And I was like, oh, I didn't even need my jacket. But one thing I learned about teenagers, they make you feel like you're so out of touch.
Yes.
It's like they say, hey, have you heard this song? No. Oh, Fail to the Max.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
fail
you haven't seen this show?
Max.
Oh, Fail. I heard the word fail. Oh, that is so jacked up. I heard that a lot,
yeah,
too.
That's jacked up, man.
I can't believe you haven't seen it. That's jacked up.
Yeah, so. I got a cool video of my son. He threw a fit. Well, he didn't throw a fit, but he got angry because we were at Cracker Barrel. And he has this thing where when we sit down, he takes the knife out of the utensil and he starts chopping on paper and stuff. I'm like, dude, give me the knife. Ever since you've been 6, it hasn't changed. You know, 6 years later, you're still doing it. Give me the knife. He's like, oh, man. And he was mad. He wanted the knife so he can put some jelly on his biscuit and stuff. And I was like, use your spoon. He throwing a tantrum. He all, and so he started eating his biscuit and he was like, you know, he was eating.
Moved his head to the side.
You would have thought he was a zombie. And I'm sitting there video recording it and everything. And he noticed I'm video recording it and he stops. And I play it and I turn around at him. He was like, oh, I'm about to pee my pants, man. And he got up and went to the bathroom. And yeah.
How old is he?
12.
That perfect age where you just like want to be the center of attention.
Oh,
and
he's
loud.
The middle son, too, man. He's
I acted a lot like him, so
he's a handful.
I knew how embarrassed he is going to be when he turns older. So,
yep. We did watch. Have you seen Hot Tub Time Machine?
Elijah? No.
We watched that because that was
we
one
had
of,
to.
That
was the movies by chance.
That, was
that sounds horrible.
I wouldn't have picked it. Even though it was on our queue, I added it just because you add everything to your queue.
Who's in there? Is Jack Black in there or something?
No, it's the dude from The Office.
The black guy,
Daryl.
Daryl, the black guy.
Black guy from The Office is in there. And John Cusack weird because he's a really good actor. But he picked Hot Tub Time Machine, John Cusack, and a couple others. I don't know.
Yeah, so we watched that, and then we just got through watching Midnight Cowboy with John Voight
and Dustin Hoffman. And this is when they were young.
It was 1969.
And John Voight, like, you look at him, sometimes you wonder, he is the dad of Angelina Jolie.
And it was funny. But it was funny when Renee told me that. I was like, Angelina Jolie has a dad?
I was like, she's not an alien spawn.
She just spawned.
She just come out beautiful, you know, just like, bam, I'm Angelina Jolie, you know, come down, you know, V thing or whatever.
But John was actually really cute when he was younger, though. Have you seen him when he was younger, John Voight?
No, but I know her mother was beautiful when she was younger. She was like a supermodel or something.
He was a tall, blonde, tall drink of water when he was... back in the day.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we all aren't going to stay beautiful.
Yeah. But, I don't know. Sean Connery's still pretty hot.
No, I'll say this right here. Out of the people,
I like Sean Connery.
Out of the people.
Really? You tap that? Seriously. I want to go around and hear it on the record.
I don't know. Hold on.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Would I tap Sean Connery? Let me look. Yeah, tap that. He's cute with his bald head and everything.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh,
yeah. Man.
His ass is gonna be like all wrinkly. And
I know.
I'm not allowed to say
what he has an accent. The accent is awesome.
You don't have to do all that. You don't have to tap that to hear the accent. You just have me Google Hangout. You know.
Now I'm like thinking of all these like sexual terms with like this, you know, this accent, you know, that Renee wants to hear.
You're the man now, doll.
Oh my God.
But I will say in the Google Hangout, I would say out of all three of us in this Google Hangout, you two are going to be beautiful when y'all are older.
See, he knows
how to flatter
the liar.
Whatever. Well, I mean, look at you.
Because men always age really well. Women, not so much.
Luckily,
I have rarely seen a woman age well. Except
hold on
maybe two
now.
Women.
Now, if you protect yourself when you're younger, you know what I'm saying?
You don't smoke, you're doing all the moisturizing.
You stand, you know, you don't go to the tannery.
Their skin cells can't hold up anymore. I mean, they're just, unless there's going to be a drug out there that's going to actually keep cells from dying, there's just nothing you can do about it. I mean, it's just a fact of life. You know, your skin is going to start dying. Like, the cells are going to start dying. You're going to start aging. You're going to have age spots. You're going to have wrinkles. All the parts that used to be up here are going to be down here. I mean, it's just, that's how it is. I mean, there's a very few women that actually age really well, but most of them, I don't know, because they don't have as rigid skin as men, I suppose.
Here, I'm going to send you a link of this 43-year-old Japanese housewife that looks like she's a teenager. Have you seen this?
Wait. How do you have a picture of a 43-year-old housewife?
No. I don't have it. It was a, the internet has a picture. I'm going to put it in the chat.
What did you Google 43-year-old Japanese housewife?
I actually saw it a while ago. And this,
when you were Googling 43-year-old Japanese,
somebody had linked it in Google Plus, actually. So if you look at it, and she has pictures that go on down, she kind of looks 43 in some of the pictures. She doesn't look like a teenager, but she doesn't look 43.
I mean, when you're 43, I mean, do you really want to look like a teenager?
No. I think she looks 20 years old in most of the pictures, but.
I mean, your sisters, your twin sisters, they're 24, 25. And people still think they're like 16.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to look like a teenager.
I mean, that's not cool. I mean,
I'm just saying. But anyway, so yeah, we did that. Kids made us feel old, and
we listened to a lot of Adele.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my
kids
goodness.
Love Adele.
My daughter, she's soon to be 15. A lot. I mean, she listened to all those teenage girl songs, man. Oh,
I mean, I love Adele, but when you hear someone like you 10 times in 2 days, you know,
and then all the other
teenage angst songs surrounding it.
You know, then Rumor Has It as well.
Rumor Has It. And then Christina Perry, whatever song she sings. I know your daughter's like, Fail to the Max. Is that, can't remember the name of the song.
Jay's eyes just rolled back.
Dude,
in the back of his head.
Killing me, man. I was like, oh, really? And so we were driving back up, and I was like, she was like, what you listen to? I was like, anything but Adele.
What'd she say? Oh, no, me. Yeah, oh, yeah. You. We listened to it. Like, I had a playlist of songs, and Adele was on there. We just skipped.
I was like, really anything but Adele. I mean, I just can't take it anymore. I mean, she's awesome. She's really awesome, but yeah, I couldn't take it anymore. But so we did the movies by chance. Renee got to rewatch Hook. You know,
I love Hook. Hook is one of those movies that I can just watch over and over. Have you ever seen it, Alachi?
Mm-hmm.
I love that movie. And I usually don't watch movies over and over, but that one, I mean, Dustin Hoffman is Captain Hook.
What about that movie? You like the, because you like the whole childlike,
I don't know,
theme of never getting old?
I like Peter Pan, and I love Robin Williams. I'm a huge Robin Williams fan. And the Hook thing, I've always been a big fan of the Peter Pan stories. Even though I don't like Julia Roberts as much as
Others, well, the pixie cut on her is just horrible, too. So.
Yeah. So,
but my favorite scene in that movie, though, is the scene where they're, like, pretending to eat food.
Yes.
That is my favorite part. I told Jay, I was like, this is my favorite part when it was coming on. It was great.
That was it was funny. That was the only part I really got to watch.
Yeah, because I was like, Jay, this is my favorite part.
But yeah.
They pretend to eat food, and then he's like, what are they doing? You know, like, they're just eating air. But then he, like, has the imagination, and, like, boom, the whole table is full of, like, you know, chicken legs and cake and, oh,
what man. And the rainbow grits.
Yeah.
The rainbow cream of wheat.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
But, yeah. So you want to roll real quick,
yeah,
babe?
Yeah, we're going to roll for the next week. Do you have the Netflix up?
Yep. And so you don't get to watch a...
So it's even, so it's a one.
How much Netflix do you get to watch over there? Oh, so the first one is what? It's even, so it's one?
Mm-hmm. 140.
140?
Mm-hmm.
Okie-dokie. What movie will it be? The next 3 days.
The next 3 days?
Yep, it's a thriller. It's with
have you seen it?
Russell Crowe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it boring?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to try my best to like it.
You want to try to do another one?
No. Movies by... Oh, two? Yeah, we can do two.
Well, we're going to try... Here's our
bonus. Did two in this busy week, yeah, we're going to try to do the second one. I don't see why we won't be able to.
All right,
to,
so... Let me move it to the top.
Write it down.
Hold on.
Oh, or you can move it to the top.
140 up to the top.
140.
All right.
This one is 145.
145. Oh, Jet Li's Fearless.
Ooh. 140 and 145.
All right.
What was the first one called again?
The next 3 days.
Next 3 days.
Uh-oh, here's when you get to see Renee start panicking. Working Girl is going to be gone on tomorrow.
Working Girl? Is that an old one?
Working Girl, it has Harrison Ford. Yeah, 1988.
Have I seen that? I might have seen it.
Industrious.
It's going to be gone tomorrow?
Yep.
Oh, that one can go. It's going to be, I have it on my list. It's okay. An older movie, so I'm not as sad.
Okay.
Yeah, because I start to freak out if stuff goes away. I have a list of all the movies. I'm so...
And,
anyway. Oh, and we watched a new show, or do you want to save that for next?
No, we can talk about it.
I watched a new show called... Help me out, Jay.
Flashpoint.
Oh, yeah. It's about a team of snipers.
Yeah.
It was canceled.
It was?
It was.
Yep.
Well, okay. We started watching it on Netflix, and it's canceled. So it only went one season?
I think it went two seasons. I'm not sure, okay. But I was really disappointed because I actually liked that show.
Yeah,
okay. So. Yeah, we watched the first one, and it seemed pretty cool. I think
it's good.
I was trying to figure out what all was going on as far as after, you know, I understood that they were going through the, you know, talking and investigation part, but I was trying to figure out some of the other thing, but it's the pilot, so, you know, I'm going to wait till...
Yeah, it just follows the SWAT team, you know, like... On all different sorts of occasions for whatever it is,
okay.
Down to like, you know, maybe a possible bomb situation or trying to catch someone who's keeping someone hostage or whatever.
Okay. Well, we'll, you know, we'll keep it on there and then. And we'll definitely give it some more watch. We finished up Terranova. And the last episode
was better than the whole season.
It was almost like a Walking Dead thing.
Yeah.
Where it was like the last episode. Well, Walking Dead was the last 5 minutes, but Terranova, the whole
show was pretty good.
The whole episode was great.
Brian Ibbett made a good point. This is the only show where I felt like they were in danger.
Yes. So. Yeah. Yeah. So, is all. Have you watched Terranova?
I've watched it as someone else was watching it, but
yeah. I mean,
wasn't for me.
Yeah. I can see that. We kind of just stuck with it, and then
I watched it just because I started watching it, so I had to keep watching.
Right.
That's the kind of person I am. So.
Well, I mean, we took a couple off that we were like, man, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, I did. I guess I did. So.
But yeah, we stopped in Georgia and we ate at this place called Twisted Taco, and oh my goodness,
yummy! If you're ever in Atlanta, stop by Twisted Taco. It's a Mexican style restaurant, and it has like all these different kinds of tacos you can choose from. I got a fajita taco, and I got a. What else did I get?
You got steak, chicken.
Yeah, well, it was different kinds. It was like
Philly steak.
The Philly steak, and then I got, I can't remember what the chicken one was called, but it had guacamole, and it was so good. So,
and I had fish, steak, pork, chicken.
And they give you three big tacos for like $10. So,
yeah.
Yummy.
Yep.
So, yeah, we had fun in Atlanta with my sister. Yep. I love hanging out with her. She's awesome.
Yeah. So. But hey, I mean.
So it's a little snippet of a show.
Yeah, it's a little snippet of a show. We'll be back in full force next week. We got to go back to work tomorrow. We just kind of wore out. So, Alachi, where everybody can they find you? Out on the interwebs.
On the interwebs. I'm at www.alachia.com, A-L-A-C-H-I-A. And also, that's my Twitter name, my G+ name. On YouTube, I'm Queen Alachia, but.
All hail the queen.
All hail the queen.
Hail Queen Alachia. Yeah, we look forward to the other vlogs coming out.
Yeah, I'm way behind on vlogs. I know you're like, why in the heck is somebody commenting on a vlog that is a month old? Yeah. You know, it's me. Whenever that happens, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I was at 70. Now I'm at 54 or something. So.
Wow.
Getting there, though.
Yeah, she'll catch up.
Hey, I caught up on 300 episodes of Major Spoilers. I know I can catch up on my vlog. So, I'm persistent.
She's very persistent.
So,
for Alachia, we're definitely going to have you on again. And thank you for the impromptu
thank you.
Coming in. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
This is brought to you by NinjaSkype.com.
NinjaSkype.
NinjaSkype.
That's
babe.
Jay.
Actually,
never NinjaSkype anybody. I'm like, they don't want to talk to me anyway.
Actually, it's not a NinjaSkype because Skype kept crashing on me. So I had to actually pull it in via Google+, you know.
Yeah, this is Ninja Hangout.
Ninja Hangout. Ninja Hangout. Next time we're going to have you in his trumpet. We're going to go four ways. What? No.
Oh. With her extensions.
I know. Renee was showing me her picture when we were driving up. And I was like, whoa.
Whose picture? Yeah. Oh, strumpet? Yeah.
Like, dang. Yeah.
Girl got going on. Well, all right. Well, you can reach us on our webpage at valentine.com. That's atvalentine.com. You can also reach us on the Twitter at Valentine Blog. That's AT Valentine Blog.
Yep. And you can reach me at Twitter at The Ice Flow. And Jay Twitter at The Cowboy. TheCaoBoi.
And that's a show.
That's a show.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks a lot, you.
Thank you, Alachia, for hanging
out. Oh, and be sure to @reply their Twitter accounts to make sure that to request for them to do more vlogs. Thank you.
Yes, yes. I definitely have to do that. Bye.
Bye.